That'll work.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of God, isn't it? Amen. Come on, let's get excited. We're in the house of the living God. Amen. Well, I've been in a lot worse places, I assure you, on Sunday morning. So it's good to be in God's house. This is a cool house. I like this. This sanctuary is nice. I want to say thank you, Pastor Paul, for letting us be here and all of you inviting us to come in because you're really not sure what's coming when we're coming. But thank you so much for allowing us to be here. Man, this is, it's a great time to be living. We're living in a time when Jesus is coming soon, amen? I don't know exactly when, but he's on his way. You know, we might be part of that. There's a more than a good chance that it could be in our time that he shows up because the signs are all here. So I'm excited about it, praise God. You know, we hear a lot about what the devil's doing and the enemy makes sure through the media that we all hear about that. But we don't hear much about what God's doing. But God's doing great things in the land, I assure you. Devil's never going to outdo God, not any time. So God is doing great things. I want to talk just a little bit about CMA for you that don't know anything about it. It's been around since 1975. A man named Herb Shreve, he started CMA back in 1975. He was a Baptist preacher. And he had been preaching for 20 years, I think. And God told him to stop doing that and start a motorcycle ministry. And that's all he knew was preaching. He didn't know anything else. He didn't know anything about motorcycles. All he knew was horses. And he went through a series of events, a lot of health problems, and anyways, he ended up getting him a 450 Honda motorcycle. I can't even imagine. He wore these old white patent leather shoes back in the day. Anybody remember those? And he shows up at a motorcycle rally in 1975, sets up his tent, and tells people he's a preacher. Well, they've never had a preacher ever show up before. And he said, my goodness, this thing is open, wide open with the gospel, because the church didn't do much for the motorcycle crew in 1975. So he ended up leaving the pastorate. God said, quit all of that. Herb, quit this, go do that. Yes, sir. And Herb would tell the story that he would leave and go to California, and he'd have $40, and he'd give Shirley, his wife, $20, and he'd take $20, and he would go to California and come back, and God would take care of everything. Somehow, it would always work out. And he said, when I got back, he said, I had my $20, and Shirley still had her $20. God supplied all the needs. So today, CMA, it has 1,000 chapters across the nation. We're in 33 plus countries across the globe. We've got 150,000 members, all from one man's obedience. One man can make a huge difference, a huge difference. So I just wanted to put that in there for anybody that's interested. We got to launch a brand new church last night. Brother to Brother Biker Church. Yeah, give God a big hand. Amen. We got to launch a brand new church. House was packed out. We had barbecue. That'll do it every time. We had barbecue, and we had good music, good people, and the Spirit of God was there, and God touched some people's lives last night, so just really good stuff. So I just wanted to throw those two things out there. Again, thank you so much for having us here. I'm trying to get all this stuff ready up here. I always have to get everything ready to roll. And if I don't get it ready to roll, I'm all messed up. You understand, don't you? That's right. Anyways, this morning I have a message about God's best. Heaven sent us God's very best, which was Christ Jesus, so that we could have God's best and we could become God's very best. You know, God has great plans for his man here on planet Earth. And this is not what it's all about. Whatever he really has for us, it's in the days to come. My goodness. It says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Woo! That ought to make you happy right there. I'm telling you. Now, somebody better start shouting out there. Amen. There we go. Now, we're going to get some life going here. Praise God. He said that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, that's good news, folks. My goodness, what does he have waiting for us in heaven? He's got some pretty good stuff down here. Amen. 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 Barbecue's one of them, glory to God. Praise God. So, I just want you to focus this morning on God's very best. It's so easy in the world we live. Everything runs in the negative. It just runs that way, and we're against the flow. So, this morning, I want you to focus on the positive. I want to begin in Isaiah chapter 61. In verse 1, if you have your Bible, if it's a paper Bible, turn there. If it's an electronic Bible, thank God for both of them. They're both the Word of God. This is a prophetic prophecy about Jesus that Isaiah gave in his day. And most of us know this, but I just want to go over this here. It says, "For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." This is what Jesus was sent to do. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." You see, Christ Jesus, he was sent here to give us all of those things so that what? That he might be glorified. So that when people look at the church, they say, "Whatever you got, buddy, I want some of that. Your life is getting better. Everybody else is going downhill, but you're getting better because we are the light in darkness. We are the salt out there." When all the rest of the world is crying, "Oh, dear God," they see it all falling apart, and we see it all coming together. Glory be to God. He's on his way. Somebody ought to shout. Amen. Better get shouting. I'll break that sign out on you. Glory be to God. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon him because he has anointed us to preach good tidings to the poor." He came to preach the good news that Christ Jesus loves you and that you don't have to go to a devil's hell, but you can go to God's heaven and you can live a far better life down here. Because I've lived that life down here on the other side, and believe me, it's not very good. It may look good for a little bit. It looks good on the outside till you get in there, and then it's not very good at all. He said he has come to heal the brokenhearted. Anybody ever had a broken heart? Maybe you got a broken heart today. Christ Jesus has come to heal that broken heart. You don't have to leave here with a broken heart. He's well able to fix it right here on the spot. You don't have to make an appointment and go sit in the waiting room. He's well able to take care of it. He says he has come to proclaim liberty to the captives. He's come to proclaim a release for us. You see, we were captives, and we were We had a condemnation upon us. We were condemned unto death. We were condemned unto hell. And there wasn't anything we could do about it until Christ Jesus came. But he came to make a proclamation. He tells us in Romans, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, amen, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we've been set free, praise God, and he has made a proclamation to all of us out there. You don't have to live in condemnation anymore. Praise God, whom the Son says, free is free indeed, just like Wobbler said earlier today. I'm telling you, you're missing a good chance to shout amen. I'm gonna have to keep it up here. Glory be to God. You see, he has blessed us. My goodness, we don't have to live under that guilt and that shame anymore, but he has set us free by the Son. It says that he has come to the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Glory be to God. Setting the captives free. My goodness, we've all been in some kind of captivity. We've been in drugs and alcohol and lust and porn and you name it. We've all been there. Some of us were in prison. Some of us were in prison with no bars. But we've been there. But Christ Jesus, he has come to set the captives free. Somebody ought to shout amen. See, he has come to make a difference in your life. What you once were, you were no longer. Amen. I'm telling you. We once were broken, we once were a mess, we once were destroyed, but Christ Jesus came and he put resurrection life in me and resurrection life in you, and we come out new creatures. Old things pass away, all things have become new. And you're missing a good chance to shout amen. Praise God, we are not what we used to be. I'm very thankful about that. Christ is our great deliverer. If you're crushed, if you're devastated, or if you're in great despair, that can change this morning. I know. I've been there. And there's a whole lot of people here that can vouch for that. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Christ is our defense. He tells us here in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Today is that acceptable day. If God's dealing with your heart, today is that day. Don't put it off any longer. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. But today we have a chance to receive Christ Jesus. Today we have a chance to make him the Lord of our life. He said it is in the day of vengeance of our God. You know what that means? It means don't worry about the people that have done you wrong, because Christ Jesus, he can take care of it. Amen? I found out a long time ago, he does not need my mouth to help him out. See? I didn't even have to raise a sign up. He is well able to take care of it. Well able to take care of things. People who have did us wrong, just leave it in God's hands. We don't have to go there. That's why God said, don't get in all that mess. I'll take care of that. And it makes our life much, much better. Amen. Praise God. You see, it tells us in verse 3, he said he came to console, to comfort those who mourn. Has anybody ever mourned? Amen. To comfort, to console those who mourned. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. Has your life ever been just turned into a heap of ashes? Mine has. I tell you what, and he brought beauty out of that, praise God. Oh, gave me a beautiful wife, excuse me. This is my beautiful wife, Jenny. Would you stand up there, sweetie? I got beauty out of the ashes. I got to preaching and forgot my woman. Boy, I almost got in a world of hurt. But I saved it, praise God. Glory be to God. He gives us beauty for ashes. He takes what you once were. You once were a mess. You once were broke. You once were tore up. You once were sick. You once were in a bad place. But then Christ Jesus shows up and everything changes. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. He tells us here in verse 3 that he came to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Praise God. It's basically saying we don't have to mourn no more. He gives you joy instead of mourning. I don't like mourning. I've been there. I don't like that stuff. I like joy. Do you know what? I found something out. The word tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you know how you get joy? It's so easy. You laugh. Oh, check it out. On purpose. You laugh about 2 minutes a day on purpose, and joy will start to rise up in you. I asked the Lord, I said, how do I get it? And he said, you laugh. I tried it. It works. Do you know they have an actual, they call it laughter therapy. Laughter does good like a medicine is what the word tells us. If we will begin to just laugh, isn't it so easy? Just to worry. Hey, on purpose, just stop and laugh. You want to do it just a minute? Everybody just stop. Come on, help me out. Yeah, doesn't that beat the heck out of being sad? I'm here to tell you. All you have to do, God gave us something. All you have to do is just stand and laugh. And the joy of the Lord. Now, you can do it in your house. You can do it in your car where everybody can't see you. What that fool laughing about over there? I don't know. But you can laugh, man, and the joy of the Lord will rise up on the inside of you. Please, I said this last night. Does anybody in here know how to worry? Then you know how to meditate. Meditate on the Word of God instead of the problem. Amen. Meditate God's Word. Says, my God will supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, folks, that's either the truth or it's a lie. One or the other. You know, I've dealt with so many physical healing issues. Oh, dear God. I used to have an oxygen tank I carried around. And I figured out I could strap it on my motorcycle. And, yeah, so when I got to where we were going, I used it to raise funds. I'd pull that oxygen tank out and go, hey, man, you want to hit off of this like the old days? It'd cost you a couple bucks. We're raising money for the ministry. I figured, you know, I thought, yeah, the Lord's going to say, you mean you couldn't push that little bottle around? What's the deal, Dennis? So we had fun with it, you know. But I got into His Word, and it told me over and over and over that I was healed. I said, it said that 1,000 years ago. It tells me 20 times in a row. Well, apparently, I'm healed. I got a hold of that. Now, yes, I went to the doctor. Yes, I did what the doctors told me to do. Yes, the doctors did some things for me. Amen. That's all part of healing. Praise God. God wants you well. He gives the doctors all of this knowledge. Amen. Let's use it to our advantage. Absolutely. But God wants you well. The joy of today, I don't have no oxygen on anymore. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not what I used to be 3 months ago, glory be to God, because He's renewing my youth. Praise God, the Spirit of the living God is inside of me. He said in His Word that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in me. Woo! You know, you can get up every morning and say, the Creator lives in me, bless God. I believe He can handle today. We got this. Amen. Boy, I'm pulling this sign out on you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, when you come in and you just, you know, we know how it is. The world is upon your shoulders. But when you begin to worship Him, you begin to praise Him, and that all begins to fall off of you as you center on your love for Him. instead of everything else that's out here. Because this thing, it's all about Him. It's all about Him. It's not about, we forget that sometimes. It's not about building churches. It is. But it's all about this. It's between, because when it all comes down and it all finishes, you've got nothing except what you have between you and Him. That's it. So, when man, we keep working on that and working on that, and that relationship gets better and better and better, and God makes your life better. Amen. That we might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. The trees of righteousness, that means they're stable. That means they're planted. That means that the roots grow deep, and you are grounded in Christ Jesus. And we glorify Him because He's did a great work in us. And people say, man, what has happened to you? Look at verse 7. He says, instead of your shame, He said, I'll give you double honor. Oh, I like that. I had a lot of shame. Double honor. I got honor in the house of God and honor in the clubhouse, praise God. You know, He did that for me. Everybody doesn't have that, but God blessed me with that. He said, instead of confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. Instead of confusion, you're going to have assurance and peace. I have assurance and peace in my spirit that everything's right between me and the Lord Jesus. I have assurance and peace that He's going to make everything work out throughout my life. Will there be challenges? Oh, heavens, yes. But He can handle challenges. My goodness. He's got it under control. So I have assurance and peace because His Word tells me and His Spirit resides within me and it witnesses to my spirit that it's going to be all right. God's going to take care of us because my faith is in Him. My faith is not in the circumstances, not in all of this out here, but He will take care of us, praise God. Missed a good chance to shout amen. Therefore, in this land they shall possess double, and everlasting joy shall be theirs. Double the good stuff. Amen? The church should have double the good stuff, and all the sinners are going, what? What have you guys got? We want some of that. What have you all got? I'm telling you, we should be that bright, shining light out there. Everybody says, man, whatever those folks got, I want it. He tells us over here in verse 10. I know I didn't have that up there on the board. I forgot that. In verse 10, He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God. For He has clothed me with garments of salvation and covered me with a robe of righteousness. You know, when you get saved, you get a garment of salvation. You get rid of them those old rags that you had on, and we looked really bad. But you get rid of that, and He puts that garment of salvation on you. I believe when we get to heaven, you get that robe of righteousness, and He puts a ring upon your finger. And man, we are royalty. We are royalty right now, but boy, even more so when we get there. See, He has great plans for us. We are God's very best in this world. So, once we were broke, once we were broken, once we were in bondage, once our life was shattered and our hopes and our dreams and a life, it amounted to a heap of ashes, as I've said earlier. But He takes those broken lives and He establishes us as unshakable men and women of faith. Turn with me over to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, if you would. Isaiah 43, verse 1. It says, but now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Amen. He says, but now thus says the Lord who created you in Christ Jesus. He's created us in Christ Jesus. He formed us in righteousness. Amen. He said, and you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He called you by your name. Has the Lord spoke to your heart today? Has he called you by your name? Have you heard that still small voice on the inside that speaks and assures us that we are his own? He says, you are mine. Look what he says. When you pass through those waters, those old muddy waters that you can't hardly tell where you're going, what's going on, he said, I'll be with you. And when you go through the rivers, anybody ever went through troubled waters? No. Not a single person here. When we go through those rivers of troubled waters, he tells us, he says, they will not overflow you. It's not going to take you over because he's going to make a way out for you because he has your best interest in mind. He says, when you walk through the fire, anybody ever go through firestorms? In your life. It's just like you're walking through fire sometimes. He says, you're not going to be burned. He said, the flame's not even going to scorch you. It means you're going to come out of this like la-di-da. That's what it means. He means, yes, you may go through some things, he said, but in the end, I will turn this thing all around for you. He says, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen. You need to shout there. Amen. He is our Savior. He is the one who can do anything and everything. We can take all the limits off of God. Whatever we need him to do, he can do it. I don't know about you, but I need him to do a lot of things for me. Praise God. If your name is Dennis Matlock, you have needed Jesus for a long time. I'm here to tell you. God's brought me a million miles, and I'm so thankful for where I stand today. I'm standing today, and I'm preaching the gospel of Christ Jesus, and by all rights, I should be in hell. That's where I should be a long time ago, and he snatched me there. I mean, I was on my way. I was picking up momentum, and he gave me an ultimatum. He said, you didn't serve me. You're a dead man. I said, well, heck, I think I like living, praise God. And there's a lot more to the story than that. But I'm telling you, he rescued me when I was right there at the very end. And I made a decision to follow Jesus. Praise God. Go with me over to Psalm 92, please. Psalm 92 and verse 12. He says, for the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They will be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. You see, he wants us established as those trees of righteousness. If you will notice, as we read that, it talks about the word flourishing three times in four verses. It's God's will for our life to flourish. And he gives us a hint in there. He says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. If your life is not flourishing, check to see if you're planted in the house of God or if you are just simply an observer. There's a difference. You can show up, you can warm a pew and say, hoo, 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 and go out the door. Or you can be planted in the house of God and find your place. Find where God wants you to fit. Show up, stay true. When it gets difficult, you don't run out the door because it's going to get hard. I promise you. There will be times when it gets hard. You just stay with it. You just stick with it. And your life will begin to flourish in the courts of God. Where's the courts of God? Anywhere outside the church. That's His courts. He meant for your life to flourish. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. A palm tree, it has no branches. And it grows up to 100 foot tall. Looks like a giant umbrella out there. Only God could come up with something like that. It can withstand the storms of hurricanes. It can become very elastic and it'll bounce right back. It's always green. It's never affected by the weather in a negative manner. So He wants us to be like a palm tree. He wants us to grow to heights 100 foot tall so everybody comes by. That's my people. That's my people right there. You can see them. They stand above all the rest. And when the storms of life blows, they'll bend, but they're not going to break. They're going to bounce right back. Weather's not going to affect them because the Spirit of the living God lives on the inside of them and infuses them with everything they need every day of their lives to be the salt, to be the light to all of mankind. He tells us in verse 12, He says, you will become like the cedars of Lebanon. You're going to grow like the cedars of Lebanon, the strongest and the tallest of all cedars. They're known for their great strength and beauty. And they're always green. They're evergreens. That means they're continually getting nourishment. They're continually, that thing is continually being fed, and they're always green. They will grow up to 80 foot tall, 50 foot wide. It says they're slow growing trees. Oh, I like that. We're growing into the cedars of Lebanon. We may not be there now, and we may not be there next week, but God has a plan for us just to continually grow throughout our lifetime. And we become like the cedars of Lebanon. They had a longevity of 1,000 years, amen. That means we need to leave a mark. That means we need to leave a mark, and people say, I tell you what. What was that guy's name? I don't know what his name, but he sure talked about Jesus a lot, praise God. They ain't going to remember my name. They're not going to remember Brother Paul's name. They're not going to, who? But they're going to remember Christ Jesus. And that's all that matters. So let's make sure everything that we do down here is pointing toward Christ Jesus. Let's give Him all the glory and honor. Amen. Yeah, somebody shout amen. He tells us in verse 13. Actually, I guess 14 now. They shall bear fruit in old age. I like that. Amen. I'm getting older. I'm not old, but I'm getting older. Amen. Don't say I am. You know, when we were 25, I was that guy that said, stinking old people, get out of my way. But you know what? God has a plan. God has a plan that even though we get older, we still keep bearing fruit. Praise God. Why? Because life is in us. Life is in us. This word is life. You know, He tells us over in Hebrews that this word is life, that it's powerful, and that it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So it tells me if I keep putting this word in me, life keeps coming in me. If I just keep putting it in there, life just keeps coming in there. And what's life push out? All the bad stuff. You could put it in there long enough and it'll push out the sickness. It'll push out the depression. It'll push out the hopelessness. It'll push out, because I'm putting the good stuff in. The good stuff's going to push the bad. I've got to be faithful. That's what He said. Dennis, I gave you a book. All you got to do is read it, son. Thank you, Lord. I can do that. Put that word in there. Put that word in there. And eventually, guess what? I become more powerful than anything life can throw at me because I'm full of the Word of God and I'm full of the Spirit of God. But I had to do it on purpose. I had to on purpose put that word in there over, because we do it all day long with everything else. We listen to all the junk on the news and we put that bad word in us. Day and night, that bad word comes in us all the time, and we become that, because whatever we focus on, that's what we become. So put the Word of God in you. It's life. It'll make you more powerful than life, than anything life can throw at you. It'll cut out all the bad stuff, and it'll have a weapon. The Lord will show you how you can take that and stand against what's coming in your life with the Word of God. Boy, I'm telling you, somebody needs to shout amen up here. Praise God. We're flourishing. That we might declare the Lord is upright, that he is my rock, and there is no unrighteous in him. That we might be ambassadors of Christ Jesus. Praise God. I don't know. This stuff is exciting to me. I've been beat up and beat down and didn't think I was ever going to amount to anything. Didn't know if I was going to make the next 2 hours and stay alive. You know, I've had 10,000 pounds of steel fall on top of me. I've had, my goodness, they've called my family in and said, forget it, he's not going to live. And a couple of days later, I sat straight up and said, hi, how y'all doing today? God has taken care of me over and over and over, and I'm here to tell you, this stuff works, praise God. You put the Word of God on the inside of you, and life will come forth. Praise God. Spend time with Christ Jesus. It's good to spend time with. We can spend time with TV. We can spend time on the internet. We can spend time riding motorcycles. Yeah, I can do that. We can spend time doing most everything in our life. Take time to spend with the Creator of the universe, the Savior of your soul. Take some time to spend with him and watch your life get better. Watch your life continually begin to increase, because you're spending time with the one that he has all the answers. You may not know all the answers, but he gets them to you, praise God. Let me go one more place, Psalm 103. Turn with me there if you would, please. I think I'm about through. Psalm 103. Verse 2, actually let's start at verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let's bless his holy name. Somebody put your hands together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let's bless his holy name, because he's worthy to be praised, amen. It looks what he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's not forget any of his benefits. Man serving God has the best benefit package around. He says, he forgives all of our iniquities. How many can shout amen on that one? Amen. He says, he heals all of our diseases. Glory be to God. I like that. He redeems your life from destruction. Oh, praise God. Do you know, when all that steel fell on top of me, had me pinned from here down, it should have cut my legs off at the very least. I ended up losing two toes. And I asked the Lord one day, I said, well, you took care of the rest of it. How come I lost two toes? You know, I was curious. He said, so that every time you look at your foot, he said, you will remember you have been redeemed from destruction. Every time I look at that foot, I remember I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't. There ain't a chance in the world. But I look at that, and I remember he redeemed me from destruction. Bless God. If he wanted me gone, he's missed some very good opportunities. I'm still here, praise God. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowns you with the goodness of God. That's what he's saying there. He crowns us with his kindness, with his mercy, and with his goodness, and that we should be bright, shining lights everywhere that we go, that Jesus should come out of us. People go, whoo, there's something different about that guy. I don't know what that is, but there's something. You know, we're not there to slam everybody, but we're not there to beat everybody up, because that doesn't work. But we are there to tell everybody about the love of Christ Jesus, praise God. He satisfies my mouth with good things. Barbecue is one of those things, praise God. He satisfies my mouth with good things. He wants good things for you. He wants good things for me. He renews my youth like the eagles. Glory be to God. Yeah, I got a picture of myself up on the mirror when I was a young man, and every morning I go, Lord, thank you for renewing my youth, praise God. Thank you, I'm not on oxygen anymore. I can walk 3 miles a day. You could, 9 months ago I couldn't walk across the living room, but I can walk 3 miles a day, praise God. Boy, you missed a good chance to shout, amen, praise God. You see, he has renewed my youth because his word says so. And I said, I like that. I'll just grab a hold of that. Lord, thank you. He's renewing my youth. Does that mean we stop getting older? No, we still get older. But he always wants us in a position that we are able to take on the next thing he has for us to do. So we're always able to bear fruit in old age. So that when we're 80 and he says, hey, I want you to go do this, we still have what we have in order to fulfill and finish God's plan for us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what. It's been good being here with you all today. I hope I've encouraged you. I hope I've blessed you. If you don't know Jesus today, I hope that you have become excited about knowing Jesus. Look, I got musicians coming up. Boy, we're going to do this upright today. You know, I can do this now. In the world that we live in, and everybody has become so accustomed to, we can't offend anybody. You know, it's a good thing to come to Christ Jesus. It's a good thing. So I like to do it this way. Everybody always has everybody bow their head and let's pray. Nobody looking around. Well, let's change all of that. We're in church. You and I did a lot of embarrassing things in our life. Coming to Christ Jesus, brother, that ain't one of them. So there's no shame. There's no shame in coming to Jesus. So I ask you this morning, with every head up and every eye open, if you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you're just the guy that's been out there that's doing stuff you know you ain't got no business doing, either or, just put your hand up. It's time to get right with Jesus. Either or. Everybody in the house is saved, Brother Paul. You're doing a good job. See, it's a good thing to come to Christ Jesus. It's a good thing that we can serve him. It's a good thing that we can stand in his presence. It's a good thing that we can get into his word and he can speak to us through his word. And it's always great because every time you go back there, there's something new. You go, wow, I never saw that there before. Because it's a living word. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for allowing us to come here. You didn't know what take you're going to get with a bunch of motorcycle crew coming in. So I love y'all. I'm going to turn this back to Pastor Paul.
Wow. That was God speaking to every one of us in this room. And none of us will be the same because of what we've heard today. And we were all blessed to be here. And we're blessed to hear the Word of God today. I want to welcome all the motorcycle people. I don't know what kind of people they look pretty normal to me, really.
They
are great people. All right? I want us to stand, and we're going to pray, and we'll be through. There is a dinner afterwards.
Amen.
That's what you were praying for. All right, would you stand with me?
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for the message that you had given Brother Dennis. Father, I pray that we would take it to heart, Father, because if we have all head knowledge and nothing in the heart, Father, we are still empty. Father, we thank you and praise you for the songs that sing praises to your mighty name. Father, we thank you for that they would give their gift to honor you. Father, I pray that you would put in our hearts all the darkness in this world cannot put out the flame of just one candle. Father, we must be the salt and the light that you called us to be. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. In Christ's name, amen.
Me.